Good morning, and welcome to the Wednesday morning devotion, Coffee with Ann. I hope you are enjoying your cup of choice, hot or cold. I love my hot cup. The first thing, the first cup in the morning, it really does get my wheels turning. Nature and prayer. The Gospels paint a pretty clear picture for Jesus seeking solitude for prayer in nature. The following are three verses left for us. Mark 1:35. In the early morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went away to a secluded place and was praying there. Luke 5:16. But Jesus himself would often slip away to the wilderness and pray. Matthew 14:23. After he had sent the crowds away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. So today, my dear friends, I would just like to revel for a minute or two on the beauty of this time of year. It is so busy with activity in all directions. The bees are covering the lavender, butterfly plants, roses, vincas, zinnias, and daisies. Butterflies are beginning to show up on the flowers as well. The birds sing loudly in the morning and in the evening, and seem to chase each other and anyone trying to take their place on the bird feeders. This morning I saw a doe and baby crossing our cul-de-sac coming from the park down between our house and a neighbor. On the way to church, a much bigger deer was about to venture across Brumbelow Road, but apparently thought better of it and headed back into the neighborhood. In the early morning or evening, I can watch the bluebirds go back and forth from bird food to the bluebird house, I assume feeding either his partner, sitting on eggs, or young ones just hatched. There are goldfinch, usually in a pair, groups of house wrens, robins, an occasional blue jay, nuthatch, usually a lot of those, and Carolina chickadees. And, of course, there's a red-headed woodpecker and a couple of other woodpeckers with no red heads, but they're clearly woodpeckers, and a pair of mourning doves, and two or three hummingbirds. The chipmunks must have had a bonus year because they are scurrying all over the front and backyard. The inevitable squirrels are dashing up the pines, chasing each other. When I start writing down what I can observe on any given day, it is pretty amazing. So far in the vegetable garden, there are bell peppers and zucchini with a couple of tomato plants in the fenced backyard, hopefully safe from the deer. Last year I planted and the deer feasted. I never actually got a tomato. The wonder and beauty of nature, at least in small part, are right here in my neighborhood, in my yard. And it is fun to watch the busy community at work. Being retired, I have the luxury of sitting at my desk, looking out the window, or sitting on the back deck and just watching, quietly watching. The antics of the animals make me smile, if not laugh. It's quiet. I'm not moving, just watching, where I can gaze at the Lord's world and be entertained. All this just sort of happened, probably because of the pandemic. Long days with not a lot of human interaction, except via the computer on my desk, looking out onto the front yard. Gradually, I began to look forward to watching the various critters each morning. And they grew on me. I got a bird feeder and a brochure about birds in the Southeast. Over time, it has become a time to watch and pray and read. On days I have early appointments, unless I really get up early, I miss out on these special moments. But then there seems to always be something in life screaming at us to get busy, accomplish some task. It is a challenge to make time to pay attention, connect with the life living in our yards and trees. But if nothing else, taking the time opens my eyes to a huge variety of God's creatures that are right in front of my face. How often have I not taken the time to notice? Years, sadly. The verses I read in the beginning remind me of the importance of quiet time, alone with the Lord. He didn't tell us we have to talk to Him in the midst of nature, but apparently it was His choice to do so whenever He could. He showed us a wonderful way to spend time with Him. It's the sitting and gazing that is important. You can invite nature into your world even in an apartment. A bird feeder can be hung and flowers and tomatoes planted in pots on a balcony. And, of course, finding any quiet, peaceful spot to visit with our Lord is what really matters. I used to go into an empty bedroom after children were up and eating breakfast and read a little bit and prayed for the day. Even that short amount of time before getting everyone and me off to school helped me have a better day. All that I have described is God's handiwork, a reminder of His creative genius, His love for us. It's all there, free for the taking, if we take the time to notice. Make time. It will bring a smile to your face. Mark 1, verse 35, in the early morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went away to a secluded place and was praying there. Luke 5, verse 16, but Jesus Himself would often slip away to the wilderness and pray. Matthew 14, 23, after He had sent the crowds away, He went up on the mountain by Himself to pray. Let us pray together. Thank You, Lord, for being with us and always being available, no matter where we may be or what we are doing. At the office, while staring at the computer, walking down a busy street, shopping, on a bus, train, plane, when alone in quiet surroundings or in the midst of a crowd of people, occasionally, help us to find a quiet spot in a park or a public garden or a beach where we can get lost in conversation with You, uninterrupted for even a few minutes. Our heart's desire is to be close to You and to grow more like You every day. In Your name, Jesus, amen. Thank you for being with me today, and may the Lord bless you and yours.